No, I already told you, I'm not insecure. And I'm definitely not jealous. Why would I be? After all, according to you, you've got nothing to hide and there's nothing to be jealous of, right? Of course not. It's entirely normal and completely not at all suspicious when my wife is smiling vaguely into her lap every time her phone lights up. Not to mention just how frequently your phone's lighting up. So, as I said, dear, I'm not feeling insecure. I'm just aware of my surroundings and of you. Seriously? Pass the plate. Is that all you have to say? You know, we made it through all of dinner only to have this argument here and now in the kitchen while we do dishes. I didn't want to fight. We never fight. I wanted your attention tonight, and I'm hurt that you were paying attention to your phone instead. So, yeah, here's your plate. I guess it's as simple as that, according to you. Of course I don't want to fight, but I do want to... Oh no, you did not just... Did you just fling soap at me? Oh no, no way. Two can play at this game, missus. How do you like return fire then? Come on. No, come on. Hey, where are you going? I thought we were... Of course, what was I thinking? We were only having fun, just the two of us. Of course, you need to check your phone instead. Fine, I'll bite, even if it makes you think I'm jealous and insecure. Who are you texting? What is so important that you can't focus on your husband for even 5 minutes? How could you ask me that? Of course I trust you. I trust you more than anything. But you're the only one I trust. Everyone else, they just... You know that other people can't be trusted. Not with the thing that matters the most in the world to me. So, if you won't tell me who you're talking to, what else am I supposed to think? When you won't pay attention to me, when you can't focus on me, what else am I supposed to think when I don't know what's happening and you just keep accusing me of being jealous? Seriously, babe? Your work group chat. That's why your phone has been buzzing all night? But it's Friday night. What work-related stuff could be so interesting that it deserves your attention? The whole company's attention by the sound of that chat. No one's even getting paid. Why is that gossip? Isn't she married? Of course she's getting laid. I mean, that's what happens when a man and a woman, when they're paying attention to each other. Oh, yeah, okay. That's unexpected. But how sure can you really be? Oh, wow, so yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know you definitely trust her, so she saw them together. For real? Wow, yeah, that's definitely pretty shocking. And yeah, totally gossip-worthy, but I don't think you've mentioned that name before. Who's he? Oh, right. The new guy in IT. He must really be something if she's willing to put herself at risk like that for him. What's that look on your face? You look guilty, almost. What aren't you telling me about this new guy your manager is apparently hooking up with on the not-so-down-low? Okay, people do say that. On the down-low. It's a... Whatever. You know what I mean. You know what? Just give me your phone. Let me read them if they're so innocent. Mm-hmm. Huh. God, this is ridiculous. Everyone's being so over the top about this guy. In this drama, I think it's all in their heads. Whoa, what's this? Right here. That she's saying about how hot he is? He's the office hunk. Huh? And everyone's a little bit into him. Are you into him? Well, you were so adamant that I had nothing to be jealous of, but now you're telling me you've been chatting with all your coworkers about the hunky IT guy sleeping with your manager. Sounds more like fangirling than gossiping. Really? This again? You know what? Yeah. So what if I am? So what if I am a little jealous? And yeah, possessive. You're my wife. I already have to share you with work, chores, commuting, your friends, your hobbies, this giant group chat on a Friday night. I know you have to do all that stuff, honey, and I love supporting you and all that stuff, but sometimes it's a lot, you know? Sometimes I just want to spend a little time with you without that other stuff. Without interruptions, without the phone and the distractions, without the constant buzzing phone. Yeah, that is what I'm trying to say. I want your undivided attention just for a little while. So, what do you say? Can you put the phone down now? Come on, babe. Just for tonight, I need it to be about us. Just us. I want to know that my beautiful wife is focused on the here and now with me. Besides, I'm sure the office gossip will be a nice, hot little wake-up call for you tomorrow. Maybe you can sneak off and read it before I wake up if it's that important. If you just can't wait till Monday to find out who Mr. Hot IT Guy is taking to bed, since apparently that matters so much to you. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm being a jerk about it. But can you blame me, baby? I miss you. That's all. That's all, and that's a lot. You're supposed to be all mine, but here you are on a Friday night, ignoring me for just the idea of some hunky younger guy. It just... What? Yeah, okay. So what if I'm a little jealous? I'm feeling a little sensitive about what matters to you. Maybe it's not me. At least that's what it feels like lately. It's not dramatic, babe. It's just what I feel. Surely you can understand that. I know. I'm really not sure where this is coming from. I've never been a very jealous man. But I'm not too good at sharing either. Especially when it comes to you. I can't help it if I'm a little greedy, baby. That's just what you do to me. I mean, can you blame me? With a wife like you, it'd be hard not to want to keep you all to myself. Yeah, even then, I don't want to share you with your job, with your books, with your friends. It's hard enough that I know I have to. But you know, if you let me, I'd make sure that all those things... I'd make sure that they didn't matter to you at all. So that the only thing that mattered to you is me. It's not crazy, baby, and it's definitely not weird. You need to think about this from my perspective and about how hard it is to have the woman of my dreams and then have to share her. To try and trust people I don't know with the most precious thing in my life. It makes me feel crazy, but I'm not. I just want to make sure that you're safe, that you know that you're the most important thing to me, that I love you more than anything else, and I love you more than anyone else could. Don't you get it? I know you don't like seeing me upset, baby, and I'm trying my best. I really do try. I just want to make you happy. But it's so hard to share you. So, just for tonight, for the rest of the night, can you please just put your phone down and focus on me? On us? When I'm standing so close to you like this, it's just so hard to think straight. It's so hard not to take this stupid phone and throw it out the window. I just want to take you into my arms, to wrap them around you, like this. I want to hold my whole world in my arms so she knows that I would do anything, anything for her. I'd do anything for you, Don't you know that, baby? So can't you just do this one thing for me? I need you tonight, baby. Just for me. All mine. I can't share you right now. Not when I'm feeling like this. I need you to show me that you still want to be here with me. You're my whole world, and I want to be yours. I need to be your whole world tonight. So please, just put the phone down, baby. You what? You like it? You think it's hot when I'm jealous? When I can barely contain the way I feel about other people stealing your attention from me? And you like that? Well, good. Because I can't change. I can't stop feeling this way about you. Needing all of your attention and focus. This possessive, jealous, hungry, and needy husband of yours. Let me show you how I'm the only one who can give you what you need. I would do anything to make you happy, and nothing will stop me. No one will get in the way. Not that they could get between us when we're so close like this, but we could be closer. Here, put your arms around my neck. There you go. Now you can look right into my eyes while I stand here, pressed up against me when you sit there, with me between your thighs like this, so I can show you just how much I mean it when I say how much I need you. I need you. I do. I need to be everything to you, and I don't ever want you to forget it, baby. Can you feel me? Do you feel what you do to me? Good. I want you to feel just how hard it is for me to share you. How much I want to give you everything you need. Especially that. And now that I know you think it's so hot, well, I can't stand the idea of sharing you. So you need to put that phone down right now and look at me. Tonight, you're mine. Don't look away. Do I need to hold you in place? With my hand here, making sure you only have eyes for me. So you can feel me, how excited I am for you. How much I need you all to myself. Tonight. Right here, right now. I want to make sure you feel my need in every part of you. Starting right here.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.